Welcome to Just Bold Enough, where we explore Bold Capital's partners' mission to invest in healthcare and technology companies that disrupt industries and uplift humanity. We'll share expert insights and have engaging discussions on impact, investment philosophy, and our perspective on the very issues shaping our world. Get ready to embrace innovation with purpose. This is Just Bold Enough. Hey, Felicia, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Timur?
I'm doing great. So how did you come up with that name, Just Bold Enough?
That is a story. I would say when we invest in companies, right, they sound like sci-fi. But at the end of the day, they're very grounded in reality. So I thought it would be a nice subtle thing of just crazy enough or just bold enough.
Yep. Well, I love the title. So I'm Timur Boutros-Ghali, managing partner of Bold Capital Partners, and Felicia Sue, my colleague, is the co-host. A little bit of background on myself. I started life as an electrical engineer, computer scientist, and did a PhD in physics at MIT, where Felicia also did her undergraduate. And over the years, I've been involved in the venture business for the last probably 30 years, but I've also been an entrepreneur. I've built three companies, as well as a stint in corporate America. Bold is probably the fund that I am enjoying the most by far. One, because we invest in truly fascinating companies that disrupt technologies and have a real impact on the world. And two, because we have an extraordinary team of people who are just fun to work with, Felicia being one of them. Yep. Felicia,
thanks, Timur.
Tell us about yourself.
So I, like Timur, went to MIT. I studied biological engineering there, which I believe was actually not a major yet because it was a relatively new
early
one.
Days.
Yeah. Early days. And then from there, I hopped across the river, went to Harvard Medical School, and then came out to LA to do my internal medicine residency at UCLA, which I like to describe as my sort of operational experience and learning about the world. I actually come from a family of engineers and innovators, and I've pretty much always loved figuring out ways to think of clever solutions to systems level problems. And so being able to work at Bold and work with our amazing CEOs and cutting edge companies is pretty much my happy place, I have to say.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So as a quick background as to what we do at Bold, we are an early stage venture fund. 70% of our investments are in what we call tech bio, which at a 20,000 foot level is really the intersection of biology and software. Ever since the sequencing of the human genome, all of a sudden what was probably one of the most analog devices on the world, the human being, all of a sudden became susceptible or amenable to all of the power of compute to solve and delve into new solutions to health, healthcare, and that is one of the areas that we truly focus on. We have about more than $500 million under management, and as I said, 70% is in healthcare and life sciences. The other 30% is
climbing.
In what we call deep tech. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was just joking that that number has been steadily climbing.
It has steadily been climbing. We really care about disrupting industries and uplifting humanity. And in fact, that's the tagline of the firm. So that's a quick synopsis about Bold. So let's start by giving you a little bit of a description of some of the topics and subjects that we would like to cover. And Felicia, you've spent a lot of time structuring or shaping these podcasts. Why don't you kick that off?
Yeah, of course. So I think at the end of the day, we want to give a very holistic view of our views. And so let's just take Gamito, for example. We're going to talk about why we invested in them. They're an IVF company.
Yeah.
Within that, we will then unpack all the social issues surrounding that, which, as you can imagine, is a lot and is very relevant to today. We might even, you know, bring in other thought leadership around that topic. And so that's just kind of an example of what we might do.
But so as a teaser as to, you know, IVF has been around for a while. What is it which in this case is disruptive?
I'll just give bullet points. So I'll say stem cells, completely changing the game of how they do IVF. So you don't need injections and you don't need to worry about a lot of the major side effects. So really changing the entire paradigm.
So totally changing the paradigm, reducing the cost, making it less painful, improving
making
the results.
More successful.
More successful. All right. So we're going to have a whole series of those type of companies. We'll explain why we invested. We will take a look at how those technologies are transforming our lives and what we can expect in the future from some of those technologies. One of the other things I think which we both feel is super important is what is the inspiration that's driving what are fundamentally at the beginning science fiction experiments, but are actually grounded in real science and how that comes about, that whole process, right?
Yeah, exactly. And in order to do that, you need people who are willing to think a little bit outside the box.
For sure. I mean, I think not just a little bit outside the box, but believe in their vision so that every time that they hit a brick wall, they can either ram through it or find a way around it.
Exactly.
You know, which is what defines some of the best entrepreneurs that we have. We're planning to have guests on the show, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, as much as everyone I'm sure just wants to hear from us, they'll be hearing lots of different voices. So, you know, we'll be hearing from other people on our team. We'll be talking to other VCs. We'll be having expert interviews with, you know, the Bob Langers of the world, the full gambit.
So hopefully Just Bold Enough will be a community where you can hear some of the most interesting advances in healthcare and life sciences, how they're going to impact your life, and have you really participate in what is a renaissance for the field of healthcare and life sciences, a period where we are seeing some of the most extraordinary innovations, where we may see life expectancy go to 120, 130, diseases of aging being reversed. All of that is part of our future. We are in the middle of it, and Felicia and I will hopefully act as good hosts to let you participate in that world.
And I think, you know, we'll talk about all the amazing things happening, but we're also going to go behind the scenes, unmask things that maybe people haven't thought about as much and that people do need to think about, because kind of one of the things that we always say is we're trying to imagine what the future will look like, right, in 10 years. And so there's a lot of steps between now and then, and we need to figure out what will be good for society, what won't be. And these are conversations that we have pretty much every day around, you know, around the conference table. But to be able to share it with everyone, I think will feel really special.
Exactly. Well, with that in mind, we want to thank you for listening to us. Hopefully you will follow our show. And if you enjoy it, please post it to your website, connect it to your LinkedIn. Let's expand the community of Just Bold Enough. Thank you all. Felicia, I guess we get to work on our first podcast.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Just Bold Enough, where we aim to change the world by bridging sci-fi with reality. Follow us for more insights, updates, and stories of transformation. Stay bold, stay inspired, and remember, the future is as bold as we dare to dream.